ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय अन्वया व्यक्तिरेकेन विवेकेन शतात्मना स्वर्गस्थान समन्नाये विवर्षदाभी अस्त्वरे Translation is purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sober and expert person should search for the spirit soul with mind's purified thoughts, analytical study, and in terms of the soul's connection with and distinction from all things that undergo creation, maintenance, and destruction. Purport. A sober person can study himself and distinguish the soul from the body by analytical study. For example, when one considers this body, his head, his hand, and so on, one can certainly understand the difference between the spirit soul and body. No one says, I had. Everyone says, my head. Thus, there are two entities, the head and I. They are not identical, although they appear to be an conglomeration. One may argue, when we analyze the body, we find a head, hands, legs, a belly, blood, bones, urine, stool, and so on. But after everything is considered, where is the existence of the soul? A sober man, however, avail himself of this Vedic instructions. The Vedic injunction, sloka is from Taittiriya Upanishad. States, Yato va imani bhutani jayante, yena jayanti jivanti, yat pratyakshabhi sambhi santi, tad vijayanti shastra tad brahmoti. Thus, he can understand that the head, hands, legs, and indeed the entire body have grown on the basis of soul. If the soul is within, the body, heads, hands, and legs grow. But otherwise, they do not. A dead child does not grow up. Because the soul is not present. If by a careful analysis of the body, one still cannot find the existence of soul, this is due to his ignorance. How can a gross man fully engaged in the materialistic activity can understand soul, which is a matter which is a smaller particle of spirit, 1/10,000 the size of tip of the hair. Such a person foolishly thinks that the material body has grown from a combination of chemicals. Although he cannot find them, the Vedas inform us, however, that chemical combination do not constitute the living force. The living force is the Atma and Paramatma, and the body grows on the basis of the living force. The fruit of a tree grows and undergoes six kinds of changes because of the presence of tree. If there were no tree, there could be no question of growth or maturity of fruits. Therefore, beyond the existence of body are the Paramatma and Atma within the body. This is the first understanding of spiritual knowledge explained in Bhagavad Gita. Dena asman yatha deha. The body exists because of the presence of the Supreme Lord and the Jiva, which is the part of Lord, and is further explained by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9:4. Maya tadamiti sarve jagat abhyakta murtinam maya sthani sarvabhutani na chahateshu avisthiti. By my, this is 9th chapter, 4th verse, by me, in the unmanifested form, the entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. The Supreme Soul exists everywhere. The Vedas enjoin sarvam khalam idam Brahman. Everything is Brahman or the expansion of Brahma's energy. Sutre manigana eva. Everything rests on the Lord, just like pulse string together on thread. The thread is the principal Brahman. He is the supreme cause, the supreme Lord upon whom everything rests. Mat paratam nayanta. Thus, we must study Atma and Paramatma, the individual soul and super soul, upon whom the entire material cosmic manifestation rests. This is explained in Veda's statement, yato va imani bhutani jante yena janti jivanti. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, Verse 24. Om. Last week at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, we have counselors meeting for 2 days, 21st and 22nd. And Govind Puru has asked, he made about 7-8 groups of the counselors, and he asked one question from every group. Please give us your realization about the most important sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam which has influenced your life. And we people all in our group, everybody was giving his viewpoint. And my viewpoint was on that day about Prahlad Maharaj, particularly what Prahlad Maharaj learned in the womb. That is the most important message of total Bhagavatam according to me. In that particular sloka, that is sloka number 7742, it is stated, in this material world, every materialistic desire in this material world, every materialist desire to achieve happiness and diminish his distress. Everybody is working so that he can be happy, and therefore he acts accordingly. Actually, one is happy as long as one does not endeavor for happiness. As soon he begins his activity for happiness, his distress begins. Srila Prabhupada mentioned there, as soon as one begins activity to drive any happiness, his life of distress immediately begins. Therefore, one should not be ambitious to remove his unhappiness, unhappy condition of life. One cannot do anything about them. It is better to use one's time for advancement in Krishna consciousness, in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness, not for economic development, which is impossible to improve without endeavor. One cannot get the amount of happiness and distress for which he is destined, and one cannot change it. I missed something here. It is better to use one's time for advancement of spiritual life, of Krishna consciousness, not for economic development, which is impossible to improve. Without endeavor, one can get the amount of happiness and distress for which he is destined, and one cannot change. So in today's sloka, actually, the total philosophy of Sanatan Dharma is explained in Bhagavad Gita, and talking about the soul, to understand the science of soul is the most important subject which no university and college throughout the world is teaching. On the contrary, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, demonic people don't follow the authority, ahankar bimud atma karta ahameti manti. They think that everything is happening by my hard work. And just like Ravan, I can make anything, I can make a staircase from here to heaven. Actually, he has said two other things also. I can make the water of the ocean sweet, and I can get the flavor in the gold. Sone mein sugandh. But this is the way demonic people, because they cannot understand that other planets you cannot go, that everything is governed by the law of nature, and you cannot change that. That is the position at this time going on. So, but Prahlad Maharaj is describing, Srila Prabhupada said, in his lecture on this sloka in San Francisco, that Prahlad Maharaj is describing that this is self-realization. What he is talking in this slok is self-realization, that is called Krishna consciousness. A five-year-old boy got knowledge from right source, and he is presenting very scientifically this knowledge is received through authority. And that, what is the authority? Authority is Krishna. Ishvara sarvabhutana hridayase arjun tishtati. He knows whether you are interested or you are not interested in spiritual life. If you want, he will give you intelligence so that you can make progress towards God. And if you are interested to change your bodies, God will give you intelligence so that you can make advancement materially. You are responsible to make your next life. Actually, I am told in Bhrag Samhita it is written that every activity you are performing, it is the same thing. You are creating your next life. If that activity is not connected with Krishna, if you make Krishna conscious activity, then you are going back to Krishna. Because it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, 5th and 6th sloka, Ant College, Chamesh, Isman Mukta Kalibram, or Yamyapi, whatever we are thinking at the time of death, and what we will think at the time of death, whatever we have done throughout the life. So this is the science of Bhagavad Gita, the Ant College, Chamesh, Divyam, Ismaran Mukta Kalibram, whatever we will think at the time, and what we will think, that is also stated. Krishna is not going to interfere our independence. He has given us independence. But we are also bound by our own action. It's not that all of a sudden at the time of death we will be in position to remember Narayan like Ajamil. If we have done particular type of activity throughout our life, that activity, or suppose somebody has lived like a pig throughout the life, eating anything, sleeping with anybody, doing anything, then that will be his consciousness at the time of death. So it is very important. So God gives us the choice so we can think about Krishna and we can go back to Godhead. So it is very important that we should understand Srila Prabhupada mentioned on this subject again. If you meditate, meditate what you are and what you are not, by the analytical self-study, you can understand that you are not this body and you are consciousness. This is Srila Prabhupada's commentary on this sloka. It is the effulgence of soul. So we have to understand that you are responsible to make your next body. There he explained about the death. The death means sound sleep for 7 months. Under the influence of chloroform, so that we don't remember the operation. Soul is same, but carried to different kind of body. Just like air is passing through rose garden. Air carries flavor of rose. Now air is passing through filthy place, and it is getting certain dirty smell. Accordingly, according to our association, this is happening. So, by association of Krishna conscious person, you get Krishna conscious body. In the same way, you take association of non-Krishna conscious people, you have to undergo repeated birth and death. Now, this is Gyan stated in Bhagavad Gita. This is science. But Gyan, and what is Vigyan? There's one more point. If you want to take important decision in your life, at that time you have to decide whether that activity is going to help you in your material activity or your spiritual activity. Accordingly, we must take every step of our decision. If any decision of ours which we are taking, if it is not connected with the Lord or with our spiritual life, it means we are creating future life, means we have to take birth again. Now, if we want to understand Vigyan, Gyan we have learned, Vigyan if we want to understand on the subject, then we have to see the life of the people. Today is the disappearance day of Sivas Thakur, last year. And by his example, he has taught us how to apply Krishna consciousness in life. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurasundar, told him, you have not to work, I will take care of your everything. You are not to go out. We are not suggesting that. To reach to that stage, that is the purpose of life. Purpose of life, if human life is not economic development, which is already been destined according to our prarabdha. And if we are going to do anything for our economic development, the new problem will create so serious problem which will be worse than the original problem. Because everything is already been fixed. Kitna dukha hai, kitna sukh hai. It's already fixed. You are already been programmed according to your past karma. You cannot change that at any cost. But there is a solution which Krishna has given in Bhagavad Gita in concluding 18th chapter, 66th verse.
If you surrender to me, aham tam sarva papena mokshani masach. You are already been programmed according to your past karma. Dukh or sukh, pain and pleasure are already fixed. Don't waste your time in this material life. But if you are not satisfied, because nobody is satisfied in this material world, dukhalaya saswatam. But Krishna says, if you are not satisfied by your own karma which you have done in the past life, then don't try to change your situation now. Otherwise, you will be more miserable, which everybody is in material world. If you want to change that situation, surrender to me. I will solve your problem. What is the meaning of surrender? Chant my name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Associate with my devotees. Eat prasad after offering to Lord. Render some devotional service according to your capacity. This is the surrender according to Bhagavad Gita. If we surrender, then Lord is sitting in our heart. Ishvara sarva bhutana hridayasya arjuna tishtati. He is sitting in our heart and he will fulfill our desire. Whatever desire. Yo yatha mam prapajante tams tam bhajamya. I fulfill the desire of everybody. So what is our desire? He knows. He is sitting in the form of Paramatma in our heart. So see, I would like to mention another, how Shivas Thakur life is completely dedicated in the, and he understood the purpose of life. Our life is not only meant only for the purpose of just hearing wonderful kathas. How we can reach to that stage when he developed that much of faith? One night, there was Sankirtan going on at the residence of Shivas Thakur. Actually, a Sankirtan movement started from that place. He was the Sankirtan leader. This total Hare Krishna movement started actually from Sankirtan movement at Shivas Angan. Though prior to that, actually, then the story is like this. The Kirtan was going on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, Gaurang Prabhu was dancing like anything. And somebody informed Shivas Thakur that your son who was suffering with some disease, he died. He came down. He told everybody, I don't want anybody to cry. I don't want to inform this message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurang Prabhu. And then he started talking. Where there cannot be any better situation in life if we all die. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is at our place. He is dancing. What best opportunity we can get in our life? And he was and told everybody, if anybody is going to cry, I will jump in Ganga. And by saying this, he has gone again where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing. At midnight, dance was going on continuously. At midnight, when the dance and the kirtan was over, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there was I'm feeling some different wave here. Something wrong has gone here. And then he came there. He saw somebody informing Shivas Thakur's son expired. So he asked Shivas, why you have not informed me? And he says,
I don't want to disturb you when your kirtan is going on. There is nothing more important thing in life than kirtan, your kirtan. At that time, Gaurasundara asked that boy to get up. And this boy, you know, Shiva's son, he got up. So why? He asked, why you left us? He said, Lord, nothing can move without your sanction. Everything is happening according to your desire. Why you are asking me this question? And there was discussion on the subject. And finally, that boy also again taken the long sleep. By seeing all that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivasa Acharya that, you see, you want me to leave this place. Due to love for me, Shivas Thakur has not stated that his son died. And I'm not getting, but positively, Gaurang Prabhu said, this is your love to me. How can I leave association of you people at any cost? How much you love me? And then he said, I give you benediction, Srinivas, there will never be poverty in your house. Even if you will not go out. There are certain other things have happened. The Muslim Qaji broke the mridang at this place. Because actually, Shivas Thakur is a very special person. His wife Malati, Malini, and both of them were very, very devoted to Gauranga Prabhu. Actually, this Shivas Thakur, he was Narad Muni in the previous life. He took birth 30 years before Lord Chaitanya appeared here. Four brothers, himself, three others, Srinidhi, Sripati, and Sri Rama. And they were all the time busy rendering devotional service. One day, his daughter, Narayani, she came there, seeing the niece, not daughter, niece of Srivas Pandit, present there. He called her, Gaurang Prabhu called her, Narayani, call upon Sri Krishna with tears in your eyes. And that 4-year-old girl was crying out the name of Hare Krishna and shedding tears continuously. And in fact, there was a flood of tears down her body in such an extent that the ground around the feet became soaked. One day, one maid servant was bringing water for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for taking bath. Her name, he asked, what is the, her name? So her name is Dukhi. And Gaur Sundar asked Sivas, who brings the water? He says, she brings the water. Her name is Dukhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Sundar said, from today, her name will be Sukhi. Thus, Lord indicated that those who serve Lord and the Lord's devotee are not Dukhi, rather they are all Sukhis. So, one there is another story that one night, Kirtan was going on, but Gopal Chapal, Kirtan was over, and the after, because they were chanting, so this Gopal Chapal was very much disturbed, and there was always, you know, competition between Kali worshipper and the Vaishnavas. And they wanted to defame particularly this Gopal Chapal. So what he has made arrangement, he got some paraphernalia for Kali worship, red flower and pot of wine, reddish sandwich, sandalwood paste, all that he kept near the door of Sivas Thakur, so that people will come to know that actually he is a worshipper of Kali. And when Sivas Thakur came to know all this thing, he was not ready and willing to justify that I am not. But neighbors came there and they all told him that no, they cleaned up everything. This is the incident, though in Chaitanya Charitamrita, not mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, but it is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And lastly, already Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually was very, very indebted to Sivas Thakur, and he said, how can I repay the debt in sense that the love which you have got for me and your family, and your son has died, but remember Sivas, myself and Nityananda, we are now two. You will have two Malini will, and you will have now two sons. And you can call us at any time, and we will be available all the time for your service. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any comment or question?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for the lecture. Prabhuji, you said that we need not do to endeavor, special endeavor for material happiness or like that. But it is means experience that some devotee who just somehow neglected studies or like that, he failed. So
some devotee
who just neglected study just for spiritual purpose like yatra or like that, but he failed eventually. So how means Krishna did not protected him like that?
You see, we need every stage instruction from our Guru Maharaj, Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. You know, Maharaj has given clear cut instruction on this subject that your study is more important than your yatra in one sense, if it is coming in your way. So that where the whatever study you are doing, that will be used in the service of the Lord. If you will not do study here, you know, same point, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not studying. So Shivas Pandit decided to give him a counsel or said, why do people study? So what they might understand, so they can understand the devotion of Lord. If by scholarship one does not gain devotion to Krishna, then how will that learning will help? Quite understand, today people are studying higher and higher and higher education. And if they are not Krishna conscious, means they are not being given proper guidance by somebody. And they are thinking that by earning, first of all, if they will study more, they will earn more. They are fool number one because they have not studied anything from Shastra. Shastra has clearly stated, we are not against study. Shastra has clearly stated that your happiness and your money, your pleasure, your everything in life, you are already been programmed, computer's program. So you should not do anything which will come in your spiritual life. But when you are doing study and if you take advice from the senior people, what I should do in this situation, or guru or counselor, and he is telling you, please don't go to yatra and do your study, so you become, suppose, a doctor. Then you can work in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. You can make more devotee than any other place. So the point is, so your study is important. Not at the cost of your study, so you can make more progress. If you want to teach people in this materialist world, when people are very much interested in this, just like Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he said clearly, to talk to the educated people, he was doing PhD, or higher study, after many years, so that he can talk to these all novelists, big people. So for that purpose, we have to, everything in life, we need guidance. We cannot do anything you do in your life without proper guidance, that particular thing may put you in great difficulty. So you need guidance. Anything in life you have learned without help of some guide, i.e. ABCD, music, driving, anything. So how we can understand a spiritual subject without guidance? Today, total world is going to hell because there is nobody is guiding. Nobody wants to, you know, believe in Shastra. They think that we can do everything ourselves. That's why, that is the problem. Many people, they don't say, we don't believe in religion. Suppose many people, you go, you say, oh, I'm Hindu. But what do you mean Hindu? Are you following some Sanatan Dharma? What are the rules and what is stated in Bhagavad Gita? Are you ready and willing to follow? Or only just for the sake of namesake? So those rules and regulations are stated in Bhagavad Gita. If you follow, then you are consider whatever religion you are following, but you should follow certain rules and regulations. Today, nobody wants to follow any rules and regulation. They want to do everything whimsically, and that's why they are all going together in hell. Anybody else? Okay. Granthas Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.